Roblox mission is to help mompreneurs worldwide do two things successfully: own profitable businesses while putting their families first. If you're a mompreneur in business already, or just contemplating if launching a business is your next step, the Managing Mompreneur Mayhem Show is made just for you. Host Sina Block is an ex-corporate success story of a self-made mom entrepreneur who started her business, SaneSpaces.com, while working part-time around her young kids' busy schedules. Known as the Mompreneur Mentor, Sina Block founded SaneSpaces.com to empower mompreneurs to leverage their talents into successful income-generating businesses in the time they wish to devote to working. Stop trying to do it all yourself. If you desire the freedom to work on your own terms, be fully present with your kids, avoid overwhelm, and make money while the kids are at school, SaneSpaces.com provides programs and the step-by-step guidance you need to make your work-at-home business a success. Struggling with a mompreneur challenge? Call in live on Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, and get personal coaching from Sina. 646-595-3163. And now, it's time for Managing Mompreneur Mayhem with your host, Sina Block.
Good afternoon, everybody out there in Managing Mompreneur Mayhem land. This is Sina Block, and I'm very excited about our show today. I'm happy to share with you one of my friends and small business owner, colleague, Pat Sendejas. We are going to talk about feng shui secrets and how you can actually use your space and your environment to set up success and wealth. I have known Pat for a long time. I don't know when I got on your list to begin with, Pat, but we'll probably get there to. I've taken some online courses of hers. I've listened to lots of her live presentations and so forth, and I'm just thrilled to bring her to you today. She is the author of Feng Shui Secrets, Feng Shui for Career Women, the Ultimate Women's Guide to Advancing Your Career and Increasing Your Wealth. She's also known as America's leading authority on personality feng shui. Pat's the founder of the online feng shui crash course with over 30 educational videos to help you implement feng shui in your environment so that you can also realize the benefits of wealth, health, and harmonious relationships. She has over 30 years of experience in both interior and environmental design, along with she integrates her strong knowledge in the feng shui process based on ancient Chinese nature science. So she is available if you want to look her up at URL here, Pat. Withinyourspace.com.
Withinyourspace.com.
Ay, ay, ay. It's on the show page where we are right now, so you'll be able to see it. But without further ado, I just want to say welcome to the show, Pat.
Oh, thank you. What a treat to work with you, Sina. Not only is it fun, you're so informative and you're so knowledgeable for moms out there to start their own business. You've just been the example. And I just have so much fun watching all the things you participate in. And, wow, it's just great. It's really
well,
neat.
Thanks. And thanks so much for being here because, you know, so many of us are trying to build our businesses from our homes. And, you know, that has its own challenges, of course, because there are a lot of things in our homes that certainly distract us and can get in our way. So I'm just thrilled to, you know, bring this information out to people, share your expertise. And, you know, I want to tell a quick little story before we get too deeply into the interview. But I think, gosh, it must have been, I don't know, six or so years ago that I first connected with you. And I remember my son was having some sleeping problems. He was having a lot of stress and a lot of sleeping problems. And you and I did a phone consultation, and you helped me change some things about his bedroom, specifically, you know, placement of a mirror and placement of the bed and his head and so forth. And I remember specifically his sleep patterns really improving from that. It was kind of miraculous
wow.
to me.
So cool.
Quite a long Do you remember
that? On that note, I have to share with you, because that is one of the most important things for moms today that we want to cover. And I had one woman whose son slept everywhere. He slept in the hall. He was in the bathtub. He couldn't sleep in his own room. And when I went over, I found that it was the bunk bed that was turned, you know, parallel to the wall with open ends. So his head wasn't protected. It was like kind of floating there on the end of the bed with kind of the bunk bed shape open-ended. So we just turned the bed to have his head against the solid wall. And that was it. He was sleeping just fine. So that's something really important that moms want to make sure that their kids' rooms, like you said, are really supported.
yeah, we're probably gonna talk a little bit more about that, because I know we wanna cover a lot of things. And the other really exciting thing about the show today is that some of you who are listeners have sent in your birth dates. So Pat is going to do an online personality typing for you with her feng shui stuff. So I'm so excited. Well, why don't before we get into the specifics for other people, why can you tell us a little bit about, you know, traditional feng shui and why that's important for moms, how it can help them to balance their family and their career?
It's really, really important to understand the difference between all the different feng shuis out there. There's like so many, and the one that's pretty common is the black hat, which is the marriage corner and the love corner, and it was designed 50 years ago from a man from Berkeley. That is not the feng shui I do. I do the one that's a Chinese nature science, and it's been observations of cycles in nature for thousands of years, and we take compass readings to see what energy is coming in the front door every year and what energy is in the bedroom, and it's 9-year reoccurring cycles. So everyone can relate to that, because the stock market goes up and down and the real estate market goes up and down. And it's just a process of observing these cycles that make it very predictable. So I love it because it's a nature science, and we use elements in nature to do our remedies. We don't use crystals. We don't use mirrors. We use the elements like fountains and energy that is natural. So the biggest thing that attracted me to this, because I'm a mom too, is being out in nature. So I have grandkids now, which is really cool. And when they want to go indoors and do something, I go, nope, what we're going to do today is we're going to be outside. We can pick anything we want to do, but we need to be outside in nature, because that's what really nurtures kids and relaxes them and calms them. They need that downtime and they need that playtime to just connect with nature. So that's what I love about this really neat practice. Also, it was invented thousands of years ago, but they matched marriages based on this personality typing that we're doing. And if people find that really it's from the book of I Ching about balance, the yin and yang, so it's all based on balance. So I know moms are just striving for balance. I've been there and had my own business and raised kids, and you just want to constantly seek that balance so that you don't get too stressed. And that's key. And when your feng shui is out of balance, your house will feel stuck. You might feel more tired. You might have unexpected bills, arguing, loss of relationships. All of those things are a sign that something, the colors are wrong to increase the arguing, or something is in the wrong place, and it throws the home, the environment, out of balance. And so when we get it all together in the right colors and elements in the correct spaces based on that compass reading, then everything falls in place. People move forward. I find I've had 25 years of design and architecture, and someone gave me a book on feng shui, and I went, what is feng shui? And they were shocked because of all my design and architecture background. But when I added feng shui to the mix for my design clients, they moved forward quicker. That was the biggest thing I found. The delay is pretty much no longer. They just moved forward. More wealth came in. They had better health. They felt more harmonious, more calm. People would say it was like their house was humming. It just felt so good. All kinds of wild things. So it's pretty exciting to put that in the mix.
Yeah, and it's, you know, what's so neat about it is that you have, you know, you have the ability to blend these disciplines and these backgrounds. It makes it so much more, I think, that the value of working with somebody like you, who also, it's not just feng shui, but you have the whole, you know, background of design that really helps people. You know, I'm interested in your approach to this virtual environment. I mean, can you help people who don't live right near you?
Oh, very much. Very much, because on my website I have several services on there, and I do have clients across the country, and we did one house in Hungary for a realtor who lived here in San Diego. I'm in Southern California. And so she figured out when she traveled to see her father, according to the video on my website on how to take a compass reading, she took her own compass reading and then sent me a floor plan and that reading. And a lot of clients across the country will do that. And then I work up a 6-page report, and with the floor plan, and I talk about, well, this is the energy that's happening here. This is what's going on where you sleep. And the energy where you sit the most, family rooms or front doors, are symbolic of what's coming to you from the outside world, or where you sleep, have a big impact because you spend more time there. So I'll look and see where a phone should go for more calls and more clients, and where an office is best to be placed for more prosperity. And then if we can't move the office to a different part of the home, then we'll just come in with remedies to alter that and make sure that they're sitting in their best direction and several things. But I can do it by email, which is really great.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, I'm so lucky that I have been able to take a look at your online course. I didn't finish it yet, but I'm deeply into it, and I think it's just awesome, and watching the videos and so forth, so I'm learning a lot. And I just want everybody to know that, you know, this leap that you've taken to create a wider touch point for people and for clients, this creating an online course, is just so wonderful and generous of you, and I'm really excited that it's out there, because I think a lot of people have a very limited idea of what feng shui is, and, you know, people believe it's probably woo-woo and, you know, all these things, but there, as you had stated in your intro, I mean, this is based on nature, science, and cycles that have been observed for thousands and thousands of years. So I just find that very interesting. I do have a question. Like, when you set up a space or an environment using feng shui, does it change? Like, do you have to change where your office is located on a yearly basis, or how's that work?
You don't have to change it, because you can actually go in and put in remedies, but you do have to change the elements that you put in. Like, 1 year you might need fire to really tap into the money that's visiting there that year. It's kind of what they say in feng shui is, it's like a rich uncle coming to visit. So you want to tap into that energy when he comes to visit so that you receive more that year. And it's usually a reflection of our thoughts and our desires, our environment. Everything we do is like a reflection of what's going on in our desires and our thoughts. So it's just normal that you would have a year that would be really prosperous when you've, you know, worked really hard and laid all the groundwork, and then boom, we want to know when that's coming. Also, for business owners, I look at monthly energy so that I can tell them when the best time to do the campaign is for their business, so that they know when they're going to have more visitors in the store, more people coming through the door. You can actually predict it. You can see when they're going to be more prosperous according to the monthly visiting energy. So there's simple things that you really can change easily, just for colors, valance colors we might change out. And sometimes we'll switch people's bedrooms. We had one woman who had a guest bedroom and an office, and we switched the two because the the guest bedroom was so prosperous and it was so much money making there, and her 401k went up. Like, she was just shocked. A month later, it was like $7,000 more than it was before, and she couldn't believe that. It was pretty surprising. So all of those things we look at. It's totally up to the person to really make the decision of how much they want to commit. But it's just like exercising or like making your dinner every night. You can't go without eating every day. Or putting money back in your bank account or taking an umbrella when it's going to rain. It fits into your schedule pretty simply when you've got a pretty good idea of what needs to be simply moved around each month.
Yeah, and so what's also, I think it's really interesting to pay attention to it. I've done certain things and certain remedies, but I haven't been current with it. Like, you know, I know you, I'm on your mailing list and I get your newsletter and the energies that are visiting and stuff. I'm just not close enough to it for that to be really meaningful to me. So if people work one-on-one with you, how does that work?
What's really neat is I found that they were seeking through all the information that I was giving. I was telling them what area was really great and prosperous, and I still do that in my 6-page report. But I designed a simple chart that each month I'll say, okay, put fire here in this area or put water in this area. And they'll change out their bedspread. They'll flip it over to be the color of metal that's white, and one month they'll have fire, so they'll get a spread that they can do that with, or they'll throw pillows in. I just staged a house in Malibu that was over $1 million, and it was on the market for 45 days. And when they hired me, I went in and just staged it with the correct accessories. We didn't do a lot of furniture moving, and we didn't change too much room in the rooms. I did make seating area more congenial, so it really welcomed people when they walked in. They could say, oh, we could sit here and have a conversation, or changing the kitchen so it looked like they could sit down for breakfast in the morning and communicate. Little furniture changes. But what I did do was accessories, like a clock here. Grandfather clocks are a great remedy. Clocks with moving metal are really good because there's like 5 elements that you use. So you'll do wood, or you'll do water, or metal, or fire, or earth. And those are the 5 things we'll bring in. And we can bring them in colors and put them in certain places. So it's pretty simple. So my chart just says, okay, do this in this room, and in this room. And so each month, sometimes they don't even have to move anything. They just leave it. But the chart helps them just check it.
Okay, so basically when somebody gets started with you, they get kind of their profile, and you're going to do that with us later. So
their
profile is and what their energies are, and then they get kind of this prescriptive approach on a monthly basis as the energies shift.
Right. I do a healing center. I actually do their yearly update every year, and I help them pick the building and then worked with the architect to place the owner's office in the most lucrative spot and all the practitioners there. So what she does is she puts this chart inside a cabinet door with the floor plan, and she has each practitioner come every month and look at their own office. So they'll just look maybe at the south and say, oh, I need metal this month, or oh, I need fire here this month. And they'll be responsible for their own area just according to this one-page chart.
So oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's really, really neat.
So let's see. Let me just check in with Dory. We never even said hello to our show producer today. I get so excited about our content that I'm just I'm going to check in with Dory. Dory, how are you doing, honey bunch?
Oh, I'm awesome. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. I'm excited about the go ahead.
I was going to say, it sounds like you are very excited about everything going on. And while we take this break, we have some callers in the studio. So as soon as we come back from our commercials, we will share some of them. But just as we take this break, for those of you just tuning in, you are here on Word of Mom Radio and the Managing Mompreneur Mayhem show with Sina Block. And I just want to say thank you to our business spotlight sponsors, Today we have Link Vehicle. Great brands are always looking for influential bloggers, and bloggers are always looking for sponsorships, but the internet's a big place and there's a lot of noise out there. That's where Link Vehicle comes in. Link Vehicle connects bloggers to major brands through affiliate offers, sponsored posts, infographics, and more. Sign up today and gain full access to over 200 affiliate offers handpicked by marketing professionals to perform on blogs just like yours. On top of affiliate offers, Link Vehicle markets your site to the nation's leading digital advertisers, matching your site with sponsorship opportunities from the brands spending top dollars to reach your audience. Realize the potential of your blog by visiting linkvehicle.com today. It's free to join, and you'll always maintain full editorial control. You're already doing the hard part, so let them connect you with the brands that value your voice at linkvehicle.com. And today's our other show sponsor is Kaz Winters, who's actually the host of the Sneaky Mom Show here on our Wednesday rotating platform, and you're going to hear from her from
Mom,
everything.
Mom, do you need resources to help your family thrive? I'm Cass Winters, the mother of Family Ideas and owner of EverythingFamily.net. In addition to hundreds of free and easy ideas for families, including articles by experts, browse through pages featuring hundreds of books for babies through grandparents, find illustrated children's stories, adventures for teens, activities for kids of all ages, and books for family celebrations. Discover parenting ideas and books with answers for challenging times. Our assortment covers most genres, from fiction, biographies, and romance to mysteries, sci-fi, poetry, and more. If you're searching for a perfect gift, our artisans and crafters create delightful one-of-a-kind items. Want a personalized touch? We can personalize t-shirts, teddy bears, and much, much more with a name or photograph. Families are incredible, and I invite you to join ours. Visit my website at www.everythingfamily.net, and you will feel right at home.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. Sina and Pat, are you ready to bring in a caller?
Well, you know, I think we're going to start with just typing. How do you want to do it, Pat? You go ahead.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I don't think we mentioned this, but with all the personality typing that I do, the time and space style inventory that Sina has come up with will be so helpful to the expansion of your personalities as well. So when we get your personality type, be sure to check that out too, her time and space style inventory, because it's all going to merge together and fit together for your personality. So if we have live callers on right now, we should probably not keep them waiting and do them first, do you think?
Great.
And then the ones that emailed in?
Great.
All right, I'm bringing somebody in from the 917 area code. So I am bringing you in now, and you are here with Pat and Sina. Hi, who's this, please?
Hi, this is Ingrid.
Hi, Ingrid.
How are you, Dory?
Hi, oh, hi, Ingrid. Ingrid, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am good. I am so excited to actually be on the call right now. I mean, I just got out of yoga class, so this is like perfect extension to helping me balance my home as well as
Yay.
My life in general. So this is great. I'm so excited to be on.
Awesome. And I think Ingrid was one of the ones who submitted her birth date and stuff beforehand, right? Pat, do you have her information?
I do. Ingrid, how nice to meet you. This is
nice
really going
to
be fun,
Pat.
Because you and Sina are the same. So I'm going to cover the two of you at the same time here, which is the fire element. And so you're a workaholic. You have to have a career that you're passionate about. It's just so important.
Yeah.
Whether you're leading the PTA even, you know, you just really want to participate in something that gives you a real passion. Eyes and heart are the body parts that are the strongest with you, and that's because we see your heart through your eyes, and that's because it's all about passion. And you can hear it in Sina. Everything she does is like so passionate. I just love working with her, and that's what you need to make sure you do as well. Also, fire colors are what you'll probably lean toward, and I know at the end of the scene is going to share something about her fire colors that she's had. It's really fun. But everywhere you might decide to wear red or burgundy or even purple, maroon, or you might decide to paint a wall that color. And what I want to make sure that you're aware that your environment is a different energy. So you can put fire in the wrong place and cause a lot of delays or separation. So you want to be really careful where you use that particular element. But so many fires just love to have a fireplace in every part of the house. They want to have at least a fire pit outside if they don't have a fireplace in each room. And they're supported by wood, which is the trees and green colors and grass and just lots of plants. And they may choose wood floors because that's what makes fire burn, is the more wood you put on fire. And then they're the parent of earth. So when fire comes through and burns, it replenishes the earth. So they want to be around the earth as well, maybe gardening or hiking or in the mountains. And then the other thing is where you get your power back is around metal. So fire melts metal. So when you're really stressed, you might go do work on jewelry, you know, metal pieces, or go shopping for jewelry, or metal cars or trains or planes. Anything metal is where you'd go to get your power back. So very cool. And sometimes people have that in their relationships. And what really challenges you the most is fire, because fire puts out, I mean, water challenges you the most because water puts out fire. So sometimes the relationship with a water-type person might be more challenging until you bring in the wood, which is the missing element between the fire and the water. So the wood, like, replenishes you and encourages you, and wood drinks up water. So it gives the water person and the fire person an equal playing field to be more compatible in their relationship.
Awesome. What do you think of that, Ingrid?
Fascinating, especially as I'm walking through my kitchen and my dining room, that where I have red wine walls in my
yes.
bedroom, I have a very dark brown, purplish color. So
that's why. That would be why. And two other things. Careers for fires, they make great teachers. I had one corporate woman in her 50s quit her corporate job to become a kindergarten teacher. She'd always wanted to be a teacher. So fires make great teachers, not only in the grade school, elementary, or college level, any kind of teaching, but also like Sina is doing with teaching mompreneurs. It just really is natural for you to be a teacher. And then your directions for sleep, you want to grab a pen and write these down, because this will help you get your best sleep. If the top of your head is pointing, first of all, south is your best sleep direction, and then north is second, and southeast is third, and east is fourth. And sometimes in the east you might toss and turn because it's a little more alert. So backwards, when you're sitting in a chair, east will be balancing a checkbook and learning new information. You're really alert. And then southeast is second when you're or at your desk, and then north, and then south is more for meditation and prayer. So those are your four directions. Any of those four are good.
So wait, can I just clarify that with this? I get this goofed up. The sitting is where my backbone is?
And when you're in a sitting direction, it's where you're facing. So
oh, where I'm facing.
If you are, your face is facing east, then your back is going to be west against the chair.
Okay.
And you're looking east. And then you're looking southeast, and you're looking north, or you're looking south. Those are your four best directions for in a chair or at a desk.
Okay.
And then sleep is the crown of your head, which way it points when you're laying in your in bed.
Okay, great. Does that make sense to you, Ingrid?
I think so. I just have to figure out in what direction I'm laying in right now. I mean, I'm laying for bedtime. That it's fascinating. I don't know if Sina had a chance to tell you anything about me, but I teach sleepless parents how to get their children to sleep better.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. That's really cool.
Yes,
and teaching would
one
be
of
so
the
important.
Exactly, exactly. So one of the things is creating an environment that's conducive to sleep. So when Tina told me about you, I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to talk to her.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yes, and you may want to do the Feng Shui Crash Course. You know, it's online, fengshuicrashcourse.com/show, S-H-O-W, and it's Feng Shui, F-E-N-G-S-H-U-I, crashcourse.com/show, S-H-O-W, for the show today, because you're getting a $50 discount just on the course because you're here on the show with Sina today. So that goes into pictures of bedrooms and which way everyone should face. You know, so you get all the different directions for people. So you could incorporate that with what you're teaching them. That's great.
Absolutely. I'm still on that page already. Yep.
That's awesome. Well, you guys are going to have to connect after this, I think. What do you think?
It is cool. It is neat. Yeah, that would be really fun, Ingrid. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, no, thanks for having me.
Thanks,
good luck,
Ingrid,
with your work.
Thanks, Sina. Thanks, Sina.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling
in.
Good.
Bye.
Hey, Pat, you're not going to believe this, but as I reviewed these situations with my sleeping direction, my sitting direction, I am right on track. My crown is south when I sleep, and my sitting direction is actually east-southeast. I have one of those L-shaped desks, and my computer is in the corner, so it actually forces me to point east-southeast. But, yeah. It's
That's
funny.
Great.
Yeah.
See, people do this intuitively, and children even do this so intuitively because they're just naturally, you know, listening to what feels right to them, and that's what you're doing. And south makes you just, that's a great position for love. Everybody would love you, too. That your first
well, I'm all
is.
About love.
Yeah, you
yeah.
are.
Woohoo! Yeah, I probably could use a little bit more south-facing these days, but that's all right. We'll do it.
Yeah, yeah, I know. The meditation part is so important as well. So
that's great. Hey, did you, Dory, do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. We have one from the 203 area code, so I am going to bring you in now. Hi, you're here on Word of Mom Radio with Sina and Pat. Who's this, please?
Catherine Avery.
Hi, Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
How are you?
Hi, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you were able to call in.
I was on and then I got disconnected and then I came back on again. And it's so funny because I'm helping Ingrid with her office space. So all that was really worthwhile to me, too.
Oh, that's great. We have another designer here, and she works, her brand, Catherine's brand is Reservate.com, and she works with lots of people in their home office spaces and helps to create, you know, awesome workspaces. So did Catherine submit her information?
She did. And
woo!
Catherine, welcome. Thank you for taking time to send this off to me. I have
Are
your
you
birthday. That girl? Yeah, and your element is metal, and yin is, and I didn't explain before the difference between yin and yang. With Ingrid being a yang, she's more outgoing, starting projects, Sina as well. They're really active in making things happen. And then the yin people, which Catherine is a metal yin, is more supportive to those projects, which is so cool what you're doing with Ingrid, helping her with her office, because you're the one that really comes in and listens really well. Yin people listen really well. They are there as supporters of any projects that the yang do, and it's yin and yang. It's very compatible. But what's really fun, Catherine, is you're known as the party animal. Now, don't take this wrong. You are the one that, when you talk, people laugh. It's just you bring joy to the workplace. You bring fun, humor. You see things that other people don't see. It's just really great. And we need that in all of our environments. We need that laughter. And metal yin, so your colors are gold and white, and you would be the parent of water. So you might be a good swimmer, or you might like to go boating or be by a lake or live by water, and then you're supported by all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, cruise ships would be good too. They're metal, and then you're by water. And then you're supported by mountains or earth, because metal comes out of the earth. So that would make you feel really good to be around mountains or gardening or just anywhere where there's earth. And that may be how you're laughing. What?
Because we just created, because I've been begging my husband for a Chinese sort of zen-feeling garden out in our backyard, and we just created this garden, and I'm out there all the time growing herbs, and
Oh, that is perfect, because mountains and earth is what nurtures you. That's where metal just pulls a lot of support and energy. Then metal chops through wood, so that's where you take your power back. So trimming plants, you're one of the few that can actually go out there and cut plants, because a wood-type person wouldn't want to trim or cut plants. But since you're a metal, you can get out there and shape them and do some really great gardening with metal tools. It's just, that's really cool. So when you're really stressed, you go to the green or the grass or the trees or any kind of wood elements or people. And that's how you feel more powerful. Very fun. And then, your career. Your career is great because you make a great presenter. You articulate really well. The body parts for you are mouth and teeth, which are your strongest parts of your body. Now, when you're really stressed, it's going to be maybe grinding your teeth or having teeth problems if you're too stressed, because it hits your strongest part. What?
What are you laughing at?
Share more.
Because I grind my teeth.
Wow.
Yeah, that's typical of the metal yins. It's very normal. I had one client, we charted all their grandkids, and the metal yin, they named her Gabby as a nickname, and they just cracked up. It was so perfect.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Very fun.
That's great.
Nice.
So,
thank you.
Have you
You're
ever been
welcome.
Piped before, Catherine? I'm just interested in your, because you've got this, you know, design background, environmental stuff, and have you ever been feng shui type before?
I've never been feng shui typed. I've done some very preliminary studies of feng shui, and I think I'm going to be signing up for your crash course, because there's so much I want to learn about it, and there's only so many hours a day. Eventually, I'd like to become, I guess the word is accredited, or I'm not sure what the word is.
Oh, that's great. Yes, and really, I forgot one thing, which is really important for you, Catherine. I want to give you your facing and bed directions. So since sleep is so important, do you have a pen?
I don't. I'm driving, but I have a pretty good memory.
Okay, and you can listen to this again. So you can listen
great.
To the show again, and it'll be on there. But your best direction for sleep is west, then northeast, then southwest, then northwest is more tossing and turning, but it's still one of your four best. And then when you face and want to balance a checkbook or really concentrate, northwest would be the first that you would be facing, where your eyes would, the direction of your eyes. And then southwest is second, northeast is third, and west is more for meditation and prayer.
Okay, interesting. So west is where my crown is when I'm sleeping, crown of my head.
Right. Yes, the top of your head.
I'm going to guess we're southwest for that.
Southwest is your third best, which is fine too.
Okay. I can't remember exactly. I'm trying to see my house and what direction it faces. But I think that's where my head is in the southwest.
Good. That would be good. That would be good.
Okay,
and then
great.
Sheets on your bed? Well, your colors are white and gold. So if you're sleeping with surrounding yourself with white sheets, or even the earth color sheets, like the yellow, tan, and beige.
I refuse to use any color but white on my sheets.
Any color but white? That's hilarious.
I only sleep on white sheets. I'm obsessed.
That's perfect.
That's
couldn't
amazing.
Be better.
That
yeah,
is
it's
that
so
is
amazing.
So funny. I
yeah, it's
sleep.
Like
I have white sheets, white towels, white toilet paper, and white Kleenex.
Yeah, that's the metal color. Yep. That's great.
That's so funny.
And then you might decorate with blues because you're the parent of water, blues or blacks. And so, yeah, and then the earth is yellow, tan, and beige. That's the colors of earth. But you want to be careful when you put in the colors in the room. Very cool. Thank you, Kat.
My living room is like a taupe color, very earthy, and then the fireplace chimney thing is a very dark gray, almost black.
Oh, there you go. That's the watercolor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool.
Yep, and that's why. That explains a lot on why you would be picking those colors. That's great.
That's right on, intuitively.
You're welcome.
Cool.
Thank you. Thanks for taking the time to call in, Catherine.
Sure,
and I assume someone will take me off the line,
Yes. Well, you can just... Oh, wait, you want to listen, right? Yeah, okay, great.
I want to listen, but you have to get rid of me.
Okay, Dory's on that, I'm sure. Right, Dory? You got it?
Got it.
Woohoo!
Thanks, Dory.
Thanks. Have a great day, Catherine.
So this is so much fun to listen to everybody's typing now. How are you figuring out people's types? Just could you give us a little bit of background on that, Pat?
It's based on their year of birth.
So there's
a mathematical formula that actually, and then numbers that associate with each element.
Okay.
So, kind of challenging there. I can give it to you really quick if you'd like.
Oh, no. I was interested to just hear where it comes from. It is the birth date.
Yeah, and it's, so all your friends might have been very much similar because all women born after February 5th in the same year would all be fires.
Mm.
And then men born under a certain year after February 5th, and they tend to go through school together, they're in the class together, so they can relate as friends really very well. And sometimes you'll find teachers, some years, they're not doing anything different, and the class is just challenging, and they don't really understand why, and this is why, you know.
That's
if they're,
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's very,
now I know
very cool.
You typed Dory. Do you want to give her sitting and sleeping directions?
I would, because I believe if I'm looking at Dory's correctly, there she is. She's the same as your husband. And your son Jeremy. So when I do Dory, just kind of relate, and we'll add a few things for your husband, Sina, afterwards.
Okay.
But we'll hit Dory here. Now,
one
Dory
really
is,
important thing we need to add for my husband, but that's okay.
Really important what?
No, I'm just being inappropriate. Go ahead.
That's great. If
anybody who's listened to my show knows.
That's cool. Okay, well, here we go. So Dory, is her element is earth. And she also, like Catherine, is a yin energy, which I said was really supportive. And very much they listen really well, makes her position as a producer here with you on the show very compatible. Because you're yang, Sina, and she's yin, earth. And fire yang is the parent of earth. So you're right next to each other on the productive cycle. And so, like I said, fire burns and replenishes the earth. And then she's an earth yin. And so my editor is also an earth yin, and my videographer is an earth yin, because they are the most nurturing of all. They have to nurture. That's what they have to do. Like Catherine, she had to bring fun as a metal yin to the environment. She always has to bring fun. And with the fires, they have to have a passionate career. But with the earth yins, they have to nurture people. They're called mother hen is their nickname. And sometimes they worry about everybody else before themselves. So they have to remember that. And she's supported by fire, and then she's the parent of metal, because metal comes out of the earth. So she'd be enjoying all kinds of different things with metal. She might be able to work out at a gym, but it might metal kind of reduces the earth, so it might make her more tired afterwards, where having metal jewelry or getting metal accessories she might do, or going on cruise ships, or especially cruise ships, because water, she's that's where she takes her power back. Like in nature, sandbags block water and direct it and tell it which way to go. So it's like Earth would really feel more powerful when they go to the water. So they might want to be by the ocean or be by a lake or have a swimming pool in their backyard, go swimming or go fishing. Anywhere where they can get water in is really, really important to them. And if they can't do any of that, they might get a jacuzzi, sit in that, because that's where they take their power back. Or just a fountain outdoors where they can sit and enjoy water. And so, let's see, fire supports them. They support metal. Their element colors are yellow, tan, and beige. And I'll tell you a real quick story about one of my clients who had a son at Harvard, and he was an Earth Yin, like Dory, and also like your husband, Jeff, Sina, and he was helping all the other students constantly, nurturing them more than doing his own studies. And his parents said, we've got to bring him home. This isn't working. He's spending too much time helping everybody else. And I said, but if you bring him home and put him in school out here, he will do the same thing. He'll just continue to nurture all the students because that's who he is. So they put him in Pepperdine, and they chose international studies for him, which is one of the best things for the Earth Yin, because they relate to all the different people and all the different cultures more than any of our other elements, so personality types. They just have to be around lots of different people because they're the parent. They're like Earth, Mother Earth. And stomach is where their strength is, but that's where they digest ideas. But when they're really stressed, it'll be their stomach that they might feel kind of upset in that area of the body. Mm-hmm. But it's their strongest part. And the colors are yellow, tan, and beige. And that would be great sheets on the bed, or the fire colors, or metal colors. The whites and golds might make you a little bit tired when you're sleeping, so more of the earth colors. And then just so you know, your directions, if you have a pen, Dory, is the best for sleep is southwest, then northwest, then west, and then northeast. And then backwards, when you're facing and concentrating, it's northeast, then west, then northwest, and southwest is more prayer or meditation. So it's very good. In the job you do, you really help so many people. And it's compatible with Sina. It's just and the other thing is, Sina, with your husband, Jeff, he's a West group, and you're an East group. Mm-hmm. So what we do when we put the bed in the best direction for the compromised person, because the house is going to be East or West. Mm-hmm. And so we don't know if your house is an East group house or a West group. But if it's a West group, then Jeff would do very well in the house and have a great career. And the bed facing south to support you would be good because you would be the person who was compromised in the house. The person who is not supported by the house tends to be out away from the house more. So that might be, Jeff might work outside the house more and you work in the home because it's an East group type home and supports you for you and your business. We don't know that. That takes a compass reading on the house.
Yeah, well, we both work out of our home.
Oh, that's great.
He does work out of his office as well. So he does go to his office twice a week, and then he works out of his home office three times a week. So, it's interesting to I haven't really understood that, but I guess that takes the course to kind of figure out West group, East group, facing, and then a real reading.
Yeah, it does. In the course, you can figure out your house if it's an East or West group pretty easily, because I have a lot of different floor plans and I talk about what to look for, and I go into a lot of videos on that. And by the way, your son Jeremy is also, like your husband, an Earth Yin. Everything I just mentioned about your husband Jeff is the same as Jeremy.
Yes, and we, you know, it's funny because they are very similar in a lot of ways. They're my videographers and my photographers and all the other things, like you were mentioning about the people
great.
Before you. So, yeah, it's
yeah,
cool.
And what's interesting is both of them, you have two of them that slow you down.
Yep.
So it's like the fire just goes and goes and goes, and then the earth, you know, kind of puts out fire a little bit. But they're very supported by you. So you've got to recharge yourself with wood. To find wood people or go out where the trees are and the green grass and the green colors and just constantly make sure you recharge yourself because you're giving to two Earth Yins.
Mm-hmm.
So it's neat.
It's interesting because when I was doing the course and I was looking at all that stuff myself, I was thinking about what happens. Like this whole weekend I was away at a conference and I was speaking, and then yesterday I was in a training class and I was you know, inside pretty much the entire time. And I can't tell you how much that drains me. In fact, I have a huge performance and singing background. It's one of the biggest reasons that I didn't pursue it, because I could not stand being inside all the time to rehearse.
Yeah, it's so important for you to be outdoors. Yeah.
Yeah.
To get that
connection. It's amazing. Yeah. And I've grown and lived through a lot of pieces. That was one of the things that I found the most difficult. You know, on a gorgeous Saturday, we would be, you know, working on a performance or something, and we'd be inside from, you know, dawn till night. And it was not an environment that I liked.
Right. And the metal yins like Catherine can do that because they can be indoors. The metal yins are more compatible with offices and desks and things. But, boy, the fires that are supported by wood and earth, that's really important. And just so you know, I wanted to mention that we just talked about the earth yin with Dory, and I forgot to tell Sunny that is also the earth yin is also her element charted. So if she listens to this again, she might be able to pick up some ideas there, unless she's on the air and wants to ask a question.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she's on with us. Do we have another caller, Dory?
No.
Okay, so there are a couple more people then. Let me do the wood yin, which is Anna, and then we'll come back to your son, Jason, if that works.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so Anna is a wood yin, and once again, we talked about the yin element is the one who listens really well. They're quiet. They have to travel. She has to travel in a career, and it doesn't matter if she's a realtor or if she's a salesperson or if she's a school teacher and goes from school to school. Or if she can't travel in her job on the weekends, she's got to travel. She's called the traveler. And they're the most psychic of all. They're the most intuitive. They get intuition, and sometimes they don't understand. They think it's them, and it's not. They're picking up from somebody else's energy. So she's got to really watch that. The wood yins usually take 2 showers a day. So it's like that's really the water supports them. They're like water makes wood and trees grow. So they're in the shower, and if you've got a child that's a wood yin, they want to turn off the shower. So it's very interesting. And the other thing is her colors are green, and then they may put in wood furniture and wood floors a lot. You know, they'd want to have a lot of wood around them and be able to see the trees like you talked about and the green grass. And even fire pits would be fun for them because they burn wood, but they're the parent of fire. So they'd like to be around fire and have fireplaces and often pick fire colors, even for their cars, or green cars or red cars may be a choice that they pick. So, and they might decorate with the blues and blacks, which is water that supports the wood, or the greens or the fire colors. And for sheets on the bed, she would probably sleep best, a wood yin, with the green color sheets, and also blues or blacks would make her sleep better and feel better because of the wood element that she is. And then I'm going to give her the wood directions for wood yins. Southeast is their very best, and if she's wanting to attract a new love, that always helps to put her head pointed southeast. And then east is second, and south third, and north is the fourth, where she may toss and turn. And then backwards, north is best for balancing a checkbook and concentrating. And then south is second, east, and southeast is more for meditation and quiet and prayer. So those are her directions as well.
That's great. She's not on the phone with us, but that's very interesting. She's actually somebody who lives near me, so I can actually take her through the little chart there that we get in the course. For those of you who are listening, if you're interested in checking out the online course that Pat has developed, it's really fantastic. And you can really get a very good understanding of what feng shui is and how you can use it in your own life just from her fengshuicrashcourse.com/ what is it?
Show.
Show. S-H-O-W.
Yeah. Very easy.
And I panicked for a minute there, yeah. So
yeah,
fengshuicrashcourse.com/show.
And that gives them a $50 savings if they go to the show sites at, from Sina's show today, because you're listening to her show. You're getting a reduced price on the course. And just one other thing, feng shui is spelled feng shui, F-E-N-G-S-H-U-I. Crash course.
Thank you.
So,
yeah, thank you about that. It took me a long time to figure out even how to pronounce it. Am I pronouncing it right?
I know. Feng shui. Sometimes it's called feng shui, like depending on the dialect. And let's see. Yeah. And we have two people. We have Trisha, who's an earth eight, and I wanted to also do Jason, who's a water yin. So which shall I do first?
Let's do Jason first.
Okay. So the waters are our diplomats. He's yin energy, so he's really quiet. So here you are, Sina.
Not so much, but okay, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he's very quiet, I have to say.
Yeah, they are like, when they hit a boulder, in like water goes in a boulder, they immediately go around it. They don't let problems block them at all. They'll figure out another way around. And they're the diplomats and the negotiators, and they like to have peace because the waters just like to flow around problems. And what's interesting is your Jeff and Jeremy are yin earth, and Jason is a yin water, and you're the only yang.
Oh, we know that.
Yang fire. Yeah,
I'm the only
really
female,
funny.
Too. Every pet we've ever had is a male, too. I guess that's just to balance all my va-va-voom or whatever. I'm not quite sure, but my goodness me.
Yeah, I know. I have three sons. But it's so funny because when my husband and I went out to dinner with one of them and his girlfriend, and I looked at them, they're standing there waiting to see where we're going to go. And I looked at them and I went, oh, great. You're all yin, and you want me to decide where we're going because I'm a yang, right?
Right.
So they're going, yep. So you just tend to make the decisions a lot of times because of the yang energy. So very neat. But his colors would be blue and black, and he may really enjoy swimming or being in the water. My nephew jet skis to Catalina, 26 miles, and then he puts a metal tank on his back and he goes scuba diving. So being in the water would be really important to Jason, but also around trees or green grass, playing soccer, anything outdoors where there's a lot of green and plants, because he's the parent of wood. And then anything with metal supports him, which would be boating or jet skis or even motorcycles or cars or... I'm looking at his age to make sure that he even drives yet. But he would want to tinker with metal. And bicycles, riding bikes would be a metal. Even a racer on bicycles would be great for him. And then he takes his power back around fire. So this will be the one that you'll have more challenges to discipline because water puts out fire.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
That's true.
And then... It is so amazing, and your husband can discipline him really well because
isn't that amazing? And you figured that out on from our feng shui?
Yes.
So freaking funny, because it's the truth. We say it all the time. Jason and my personality are very similar, so that, you know, we often say it's just because, you know, we're both similar in our way. But it surprises me that he's water yin, because he seems a bit more yangy, if you know what I mean.
It would be, but, because you're a fire and water puts out fire naturally. So your perspective of him is he's constantly putting me out. He must be yang.
Excuse me, ladies, just so you know, you have less than a minute live.
Okay.
But we can keep going, right, Dory?
Yeah, you can go into archives. But for those of you listening live, the show is going to wind up going into archives, so you'll have to tune in to the archive to hear the rest of it, unless you are in excuse me, the studio. If you've called in, you'll continue to hear us live streaming.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Well, may I just give them a couple things that they can get for, you know, can go in and request? Like the you work with Sane Spaces, and on my website, withinyourspace.com, they can request my 49-minute audio to their email, and just by putting in their name and email, and it's Mind Over Clutter, 7 Highly Effective Habits of Professional Organizers, and it gives them all kinds of free tips on how to get organized, and that's so important for moms who are in careers to help, you know, with their business. They have to be organized in order to multitask and run a family and a business. So hopefully they'd enjoy that. And then my book, Feng Shui for Career Women, is actually on that website, withinyourspace.com.
Great. So yeah, and so people can go ahead and go there. That one of the reasons that I kind of shifted into coaching from organizing is that I realized that organizing was just one step in the whole making your life work. And so I was much more into the holistic supporting of moms, you know, once I got really into it.
Yeah.
But that first step of clearing your clutter and opening up your space and having a supportive environment is so important. So that's great that you have a free audio there.
Yes, and you would make an excellent coach. Your experience in business is just amazing. And I'm really glad that you did switch over to coaching, because your business has just taken off. You're in the right place to help moms, being a mom yourself and putting all this together and being so successful. I just think it's great that you took that next step.
I think if we listen to those little messages as we go along and react, and, you know, somehow it has a way of finding itself, right?
Yeah, it does. And you said the key word, if we listen to those little messages.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Yep.
Yeah, so that's
very
great.
Cool.
So let's hear, you said there was Tricia, right? Tricia submitted her, yeah.
Yes, this is an Earth 8. And so Earth 8s can be very challenged, because I'm an Earth 8, so I know this well. They have to be creating, constantly have to be creating. So my challenge is when I create something, I've got to shift over to the marketing hat, and I just want to create something else, And so, and they may change jobs often because they just get bored and they want to create something new. So if they've been there, done that kind of thing. And they're Earth 8 and they're Yang energy, so they just like to cake decorate or rearrange furniture. I was rearranging furniture at 7. I would say I'd stay overnight at a friend's house and I said, let's go down and rearrange your parents' furniture. Let's just sneak down while they're sleeping. Oh, yes. And the parents got up in the middle, you know, the next day, and they went, oh, this is nice. And I know I was about 7, 7 and a half, because we moved to California when I was 8, and I don't know if I ever would have gotten invited back to that house. So it was pretty cool. But
that's the one thing that I used to do. It used to drive my parents crazy. I would go into their house and rearrange the cabinets, rearrange the furniture, dragging it around at midnight. My mom would come wandering out from her bedroom like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm rearranging the furniture. It needs to go here.
That's so cool.
Yeah. One of those things.
Yeah, it is. Intuitively, you just know that. So with Tricia, Yang energy, the body parts of her body that are the strongest are bony parts, because mountain is her symbol. So it would be the elbows or the knees or any bony parts of the body. And when she's really stressed, she would maybe bang her knees or her elbows. But actually that is the strength, and the vertebrae has like mountains with the vertebrae bony parts. So that represents the symbol of the earth. And her directions for best sleep for an earth yang would be northeast first, then west, then northwest, and then southwest. And then backwards is the best for concentration would be southwest, and then northwest, and then west, and then northeast for meditation. So those are her four parts. And then she'd love fire colors, because fire supports earth, replenishes it. Burgundies, maroons, purples, might want to paint walls that color. And then her actual color of the earth yang is yellow, tan, and beige, same as Earth Yin's. And that would be great for sheets on the bed where she sleeps to wrap herself in that, her element color. And then she supports metal. So that would be bicycles or working out at a gym or cars or trains or traveling in planes, any kind of metal. And then once again, like we talked about with Jeff and Dory, the earth blocks water. That's where they get their power. So going to the water when they're stressed really makes them feel good. So living by the water, by a lake or something, or going in a spa or a swimming pool makes them feel good. Cool.
Great.
Huh? Oh, and then they're dominated by wood. So that's the only one that gives them a challenge. They wood digs into the earth and pulls nutrients. So to bring fire into the relationship between a wood and an earth is really good, because like a fire pit will reduce the fire and strengthen the earth and give that relationship balance. So we always do the missing element. Like for fire and metal people, earth is the missing element, and it can be a child, or it can be a friend, or it can be just mountains or hiking. And then between an earth and a water, metal is what gives that relationship balance. And that can go bicycling or, you know, go in the cars or something, and it reduces the earth and strengthens the water. And then with the wood and metal people, water is the missing element that gives them balance, like going to the beach or fishing or something around water.
So it's kind of hard to do this. Well, for me, I love visual images, so it's kind of hard to get all this, especially since we're not experts like you are. But
I agree. The visual is so important.
Yeah, the visuals really help, and I just wanted to invite people back that if you are intrigued by this idea of how feng shui can help support your health and your prosperity, especially if you're a mompreneur in business and you want to, you know, make some shifts in your environment, or like some of our callers, if you're interested in using some of these ideas with your own clients, I really want to invite you back and to check out Pat's home study course. And I think it'll make a big, big difference. I said that I've been doing this myself, and it's great information. It's great fun. And So I just want to make sure that people know that they can get that. Now, it's on the show page, or you can go to fengshuicrashcourse.com/show. And I'm going to spell it again, FENGSHUI Crash Course, CRASHCOURSE.com/show, SHOW. And because Pat is so generous and lovely, she is offering a $50 coupon for anyone who wishes to purchase the home study course for themselves. And in it has, you know, you have videos and you have templates and you have things to download and all the visiting energies and the birth charts and all kinds of stuff that will make this so much more meaningful for you. And of course, you know, Pat, how do people work with you one-on-one?
I actually do on-site consultations for people. I'm traveling up to Sacramento this month, next month in November, to do a home. And what happens is my husband comes and drafts the whole floor plan. And then I take a compass reading, and then I work up a 6-page report right there, and I do a walkthrough and give them suggestions for changing elements and what's happening for the yearly visiting energy, the monthly energies, and the permanent energy. And the permanent energy was captured in a 20-year cycle when the roof went on. So that captures energy that's like musical chairs. It takes a seat in one of the 9 quadrants, and it never changes. So like, you know, a house on your block might have potential for legal issues and divorce, and that house has a divorce with the family, and then another family moves in, and sure enough, a couple of years later, they get a divorce and move out, and it's a constant change of things. In restaurants, this happens with as well, and so that they change owners constantly. That's the energy that was captured when it was a permanent building first built when the roof went on, and then yearly energy comes in. And just so you know, for all of you to test this theory on how accurate it is, this year in the East, all year, has been separation. and or sickness. So we need a remedy there. And what has happened with the East is that people may, if it's their front door, they may move. If it's their master bedroom, they may separate from their job, their relationship, or their home. If it comes into the bedroom, it's pretty close to where you're actually happening. And separation is not bad. It allows us to create a void so that we can fill it with something brand new. So we don't want to be afraid of the energies, but we also want to ground it so that if you're selling a house and separation is coming through the front door, you want to sell the house and move, but you don't want to lose buyers. And sometimes when that energy comes through the front door and they're selling the home, they can't hold on to the buyers because the separation energy causes them to fall out of escrow. So we go in and put in remedies. And in this case, for this particular year, you would put metal colors or metal elements or metal sculptures or anything metal in your East to ground that energy. So you stay well and you go through letting go of what you want to let go, but not having other things happen like relationships that you don't want to lose. But it's always perfect, we know that. But so in my course, I give how to figure and calculate these energies and then what they are in all 9 quadrants of your house for the year. And then there's a yearly update with the course that's minor, like 47 a year, and you get the yearly energy every year in all the quadrants. So
that's
it's very fun. Yeah. It's really,
and you send a lot of information out. If you're just on Pat's mailing list, I mean, I've been on your list for, I think, 6 or 7 years now, but within your space, you're pretty consistently sending out messages monthly, right, about all the energies that are visiting and what's going on. So, you know, even if you're not ready to make an investment in a course like this, or maybe your interest level is just kind of dabbling in the subject, just go on over to her site at Within Your Space. You can download a free audio about how to clear out your clutter and get organized a little bit. But there's lots of great information there, and she certainly blogs. So,
And watch for my interview with Sina on her new course, the Time and Space Style Inventory. I can't wait to send out a blog on that because it's very cool on how to help people get their style for inventory and space clearing and things. So I did it and I loved it, and I have to go back. There's so much information and content. I have to look at it and see all the suggestions Sina's made on that inventory. So thank you.
You're so welcome. Yeah, this is great. And I just want to say thanks for being on the show with us today and for all of your generosity with everybody's profiling. This has been great. I know the people who called in, we got to speak to live, the two of them, including Dory, but especially Catherine and Ingrid. They're both in the situation with their own private businesses where this kind of information is really compelling, I think, for their clientele. And
it
so
is.
if you're running your own business just for yourself, and this is interesting, I mean, I was excited when you decided that you were going to go ahead and help us with personality typing, because I'm like, oh, I want to figure this out for my family as well. But there's so much here, and anything we can do to keep our energies positive and create an environment that brings us balance and health and well-being, that, you know, we need all the help we can get, we moms out there.
We do. You know,
there's a lot pulling on us.
So much. You know, it's so funny because my older son, he said something hilarious the other day, and it was really true. And this is for moms to really remember. He said, focus, 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 shiny object. Focus, 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 shiny object. Focus, focus, shiny object. Shiny object. Oh, shiny object. Focus, focus, focus. And he goes, this is a challenge a lot of times with all the distractions we have in the world to focus and go where we want to go. And so that positive reinforcement from someone like you, Sina, oh my gosh, it's to have a coach. I always have a coach. I always have a mentor because you just have to keep positive, and because you're constantly creating with your thoughts. That's how we create our environments, and that's how we invent new things, is it first comes with a thought. So if the thought's negative, boy, look out. You're going to just get in a spin on negativity, and you don't want that. So stick with someone like Sina, who's so positive. Thank you so much for connecting with me and having me on your show. It's just really fun to be with someone like you.
Oh, thanks, Pat. It's a pleasure. Hey, Dory, how about you sign us off?
Well, how about I do that? But what's coming up in 2 weeks?
Well, I have another guest in 2 weeks, and I'm excited. I actually got to see her live and in person yesterday. Karen Greenstreet is going to come on with me. She's got a company called PassionForBusiness.com, and she's very well known out in the social stratosphere for solo business owners and small business owners. We are talking packaging and pricing next show. So how to put together prices, what is it that you can do, and how can you make offers to your clientele so that they stick with you and they are, you know, filling your pipeline with abundance.
Wow, that sounds like a great show. And, you know, for those of you, next Tuesday with Janice, we're going to be talking about photos and videos and social media. And these are ideas specifically for service providers. Because let's face it, for, you know, a company that's got a product line, it's really easy to figure out how to do photos and videos. But when you're a service provider, how do you create those graphics that are going to be compelling? And that's what Janice will be talking about next week. And we have the Sneaky Mom talking about another trick, because let's face it, kids learn best when they think they are playing. And then on Thursday, I have a wrap-up with the eThink Tank for Moms conference. And some of the attendees and speakers and things, we're just going to kind of be wrapping up everything that has gone on this past month. So can't believe it's already the end of October. Happy Halloween to all of you for Friday. I don't know what I'll be yet, but, you know, I love dressing up for Halloween.
And Tina?
It's better sign in me.
Yes, Pat?
Tina?
Yes.
I just know that, realize that so many of your listeners are all over the country, and I did not tell them where they can get an online feng shui report, and it's under withinyourspace.com/consultations. They can go to
great.
That page, and they can just check out, you know, how that works, and even see a video on how to take their own compass reading. So it's cool. So fun.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent.
And thank you, Dory.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for a fabulous show. I have so many notes, and it's so funny because, you know, just I'm like, oh, that's my son. Oh, that's my daughter. And other than the color, for me, I am so the earth sign. My aunt has always called me Mother Earth Dory since I was, I don't know, three.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that's cute. Oh, that's so perfect.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yellow is just not a color that's in my wheelhouse, but I love earth tones. I love fire tones. I enjoyed this. But, yeah, it was fun just taking the notes because, like I said, I could see each one of my children. And so now I'm wondering if I'm actually right. So I'll have to look. Thank you very much for a fabulous show, and I really encourage all of you to go over and connect with Pat and take advantage of the different offers that she has. And make sure you go over to sanespaces.com and take a look at Sina's fabulous site and all of the information that she is so generously sharing all the time also. You know, it's much easier to promote other people. But, yeah, go over and take a look at what is going on with Sane Spaces.
If you're interested in taking your own time and space style profile, you can go to Sane Spaces and then click the big banner that says TSSI, and you'll jump right into how to get that. So finding out what your time and space style profile is.
It's awesome. It's awesome, and it's right on. So it will really give people more awareness, and awareness is what we need to really focus on our own stuff. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, and thank you, ladies, for a fabulous conversation. And we're going to get ready to sign off. So those of you tuning in, thank you again for joining us here on Managing Mompreneur Mayhem with Sina Block in our Tuesday Business Spotlight. We will be back with really fabulous new shows in November. So until then, take care and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.